USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a healthcare school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through essentially a procedural lynching in this body.
The Senate voted 27-5 to accept the Ethics Committee report to expel Robinson. Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support its NATO allies amid Russia posturing at the Ukraine border. Moscow said it was a destructive and heightened tensions and reduced the scope for a political solution. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
When Punxsutawney Phil saw his groundhog shadow on Wednesday, he wasn't lying about winter hanging on in America.
A winter storm is bringing a mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow to the central U.S. Airlines canceled thousands of flights. Officials are urging people to stay off the roads, and schools are closed. Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan are seeing freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Significant ice accumulation is expected in an area from Louisville, Kentucky to Memphis, Tennessee. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Pentagon is reporting U.S. Special Forces carried out a successful large-scale counterterrorism raid in northwestern Syria early Thursday on an al-Qaeda stronghold. Locals at the scene afterward reported 13 people had been killed, including women and children. Residents say it lasted 2 hours in Atme near the Turkish border. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
As President Biden announced 3,000 U.S. troops to Eastern Europe countries near Ukraine in support of NATO countries, one lawmaker says this move is too few and just a bad idea. Representative Brian Mast, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax last night.
Look, I'm an American soldier. I'm going to go out there and do what the person with a star on their chest tells me to do. That's the commitment that you make, and you're going to be proud of it. But what's being done here is an extremely dangerous game. And let's do the math on this. Normally, when we go into, a predicted situation of conflict, we like to have a 3-to-1 advantage, something to that effect. That's certainly not the case here. But what the Biden administration is doing is trying to create a situation where we look at NATO invoking Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all, by using American soldiers as what you could call Operation Human Shield. Not by going about it the right way, where you get the NATO allies to grant NATO membership to the Ukraine, and then if something happens to the Ukraine, it's an attack on one, it's an attack on all. This is extremely dangerous to go about it in this way. You're betting that you can put a couple thousand American service members in the way of that Russian military and be able to invoke Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all. That's the bet the Biden administration is making right now. That is not the right game or gamble to make with the lives of U.S. service members. That, to me, that is not the right way to go about this whatsoever.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.